Hi, I'm Ray Hager, and welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Today I'm standing in for host Sam Shad, and our guest is Chip Evans. He's the former chairman of the Washoe County Democrats and a candidate for lieutenant governor. And on our Power Pundit panel today, we have James Smack, Chris Wicker, and John Sandy. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, it's Ray Hager standing in for Sam Shad today on Nevada Newsmakers, and our guest is Chip Evans. He's the former chairman, elected chairman of the Washoe County Democrats. He was the Democratic nominee for the 2016 Congressional District 2 race, and now he is in strong consideration, I should say, for running for lieutenant governor. Chip, welcome to you today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Ray.
Chip, what about your running for lieutenant governor? When do you plan to make the announcement, or are you still considering it, or just where do you stand on that?
You know, I'm pretty sure I'm in the race here, and I'm out working as if. Probably make a more formal announcement a little later, probably closer to the end of the year.
Okay. You are the only Democrat that I've heard of that's so far running for lieutenant governor. I haven't heard that Lucy Flores is going to run again after her attempt in the last time around.
Lucy has actually relocated to California.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that. And what about any other Democrats?
You know, there have been a lot of names that have been floated over time. Susie Lee was considered a potential candidate, but I understand she's going to run for Jackie Rosen's seat. I heard the name Teresa Benitez Thompson once upon a time, but I've been told that she's not considering that now. I've heard Oscar Delgado's name mentioned. I've heard Ross Miller's name mentioned. I've heard there's a young man named Zachary Conine down in Las Vegas who lost an assembly race down there, who came out and talked to a lot of people about running for lieutenant governor. So it's in flux.
But really, no one has to officially announce until March, correct?
Yeah, there's no such thing as an official candidate until you file the paperwork. So that's how it works here in Nevada.
Do you expect a primary?
Yes, I do. And I would look forward to that. I think it sharpens candidates to have a primary contender. I'd like it not to be a bloody, messy, ugly thing, because I think that hurts the overall effort toward the general. But and I would look forward to a primary.
Okay. Now, it looks like there's going to be a primary for Democrats in the gubernatorial race.
Yes.
You know, since two current Clark County commissioners, you know, looking like they're going to run, Steve Sisolak, the chairman of the commission, has already said he's going to run. And Chris Giunculiani, who is a member of the commission, is giving it serious thought. What about you, Chip? If you were the lieutenant governor candidate, who would you like to be your running mate?
Well, I think my own personal politics most closely align with Chris Giunculiani's, and I love the picture of a female from Southern Nevada and a male from Northern Nevada representing the Democrats on the ticket. I think the view of two old white guys with gray hair on the ticket is something that does not do well for the future of the Democratic Party here in Nevada.
Well, that's it doesn't show much diversity at all.
No, it does not.
Why Chris G, as she's known? Let me put it this way. A lot of people think that she would have an advantage in the Democratic primary simply because she is more to the left than Sisolak. But Sisolak has a war chest already it's almost at $4 million.
Well, it may turn out to be one of those money versus personality and policy sort of races, and that's kind of what it's looking like at the moment. That said, you know, Chris has been involved in politics statewide when she was head of the Education Association in the state, has traveled to every corner, has been to every high school in the state, and the sort of bills that she got behind when she was in the assembly, the sort of policies she's promoted on the Clark County Commission are just much more in line with, I think, the liberal progressive agenda. I think Mr. Sisolak is going to look a little bit more like a Republican light to a lot of the activists who, you know, we need to sway those folks. You know, we're at a 600,000 person plus Democratic registration, 500,000 plus Republican, a 400,000 plus other. And that group is excited to do something. And, you know, whether Mr. Sisolak can bring those people out or not is a question.
Well, the thing about Sisolak is the same thing that I see with Governor Sandoval. They're playing politics in the middle, which has been the winning formula in Nevada for a long time. Now, though, with an influx of new people moving in here, with the Democratic registration going up in Clark County, which is the largest county in Nevada, do you see Nevada politics moving from that center-left or center-right kind of candidate that has been successful in the past?
You know, our national politics is kind of hollowing out the reasonable middle. You know, people are saying, no, this is a full-on cultural war between, you know, values that are very right and very left, and it's time to pick sides. And I think people who are rational, that can operate in that environment, are the ones that are going to get the support. So I think Chris is going to do just fine. I think it's going to be about who can excite the turnout.
Okay, but you're a Chris G man, not a Sisolak man.
Given a choice.
Okay, let's stop her right there. Let's have a few commercials. We'll get right back. More with Chip Evans, the presumed candidate for lieutenant governor for the Nevada Democrats.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Ray Hager, and we're here with Chip Evans, a potential candidate for lieutenant governor for the Nevada Democrats. Chip, you're coming off a loss to Mark Amadé in the CD2 Congressional District 2 race in 2016. Why are you running for lieutenant governor, and what are you going to bring to the table if you were elected?
Well, I appreciate you asking, Ray. You know, I really want to make Nevada the land of opportunity. You know, I want to run on a values campaign. I want this to be a land of opportunity for all of us. You know, as our federal government is really abandoning big chunks of the American dream for the average citizen, I want to make Nevada the model. The lieutenant governor job really has a focus on economic development, including tourism. And I want to restore some balance in our state's economic development, from helping billionaire tycoons, because they're doing just fine, to the best job generators, and that's small businesses. And by helping and sustaining those small businesses, that's where we're going to create more jobs and more good jobs. And I also want to assist startups. So it's time to put an experienced businessman, I believe, who has done business around the world in that job. I'm a small business owner. I've started businesses. I've worked in major corporations. I've led international businesses. And my day job is working with small businesses to make them investor worthy. I know the difference between businesses that lift Nevadans up and those that keep them down. I believe good businesses value all stakeholders, not just the owners and the stockholders. Nevada needs sustainable businesses that benefit customers and clients and employees and the communities they operate in. So we need a lieutenant governor who can tell the difference between those types of businesses, and they don't teach that in law school. And that brings some expertise and experience that's not someone setting themselves up for a higher office as simply a reason to be running for lieutenant governor.
Okay. Chip, saying that, though, the lieutenant governor is also presides over the Nevada State Senate. And as far as I know, you have no experience in the legislature. How do you take on that important key job of the legislature without any legislative experience?
Well, you know, there are two aspects to that job. You know, one is simply presiding, and that's, you know, a Robert's Rules of Order sort of thing. And there's actually a woman that stands right below you and hands you what to say. So that's not the toughest part of the job. The toughest part of the job is actually being a link between the legislators and the governor. And frankly, you know, some of the people that may jump into this race may have relationships that don't benefit that being a bridge and being the communicator and making some of these things come through the pipe. So I think I'm well qualified to do that. And frankly, I think we're just too populated in our state government with lawyers and people that are just focused on that.
Okay. I want to move on to another subject. This is something that you brought up to me, is that you have worked with a lot of political activists over your time, going back to when you were the chairman of the Washoe Democrats. But you're saying the new generation, I guess, of political activists are active outside the party structure. They're not Republicans. They're not Democrats.
That's what
maybe
we're seeing.
Could you talk a little about that?
Yeah, there's a whole group of folks that are congregating, and this is where the juice is at the moment. Groups like Indivisible and Northern Nevada Marches Forward and OFA and Masses Unite and the Women's March follow-up, Action Together Nevada, Battleborn Progress Plan, the Women of Washoe. These are folks that are not necessarily part of the party structure, and yet that's where the energy is. These are the people that are showing up for the demonstrations regularly. They're writing letters to their congresspeople, writing letters to their legislator, making phone calls, and they're the ones that are going to be hell-bent on showing up at the next election. And the biggest challenge in this cycle, an off-year election, is turnout. And these people are prepared to turn out. They are enraged. They are unhappy with things, and they want change. And they're not looking to traditional parties to do that. So since the last election, I've been spending most of my time understanding and working with these groups to try to harness that energy. And it's a different thing than being part of the political structure in a party.
Okay. Why won't they join the Democratic Party? You mentioned words like progressive, and I have heard of many of these organizations. They seem to lean more left than right. Why do they think that the Democratic Party is a bunch of media elitists, like you know, you see some kind of criticism? Why can't the Democrats corral these folks?
Well, for now, I think these folks in the progressive and activist movements are waiting for the Democrats to get their act together as a party, to come out with a clear, centralized message that they can resonate with. I think they will come under the Democratic umbrella at the time of the election itself. But for the moment, they're operating separately and independently. They move much quicker. You know, they don't, these sort of folks don't want to be part of an organization as much as they want to be part of a movement. So, you know, they would poke their eye out if you asked them to show up for a 1 hour meeting down at party headquarters, but they'd show up for 3 hours, 3 days in a row for a demonstration. So very different population, very different set of values.
Okay, Chip, that's where we got to end it. Great interview. I wish you the best of luck. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers with our Power Pundit panel.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers on our Power Pundit panel section. And today we have James Smack, former GOP National Committeeman. Welcome to you, James. We have Connie McMullen, publisher of Senior Spectrum, and we have John Sandy of Argentum Partners. Welcome to y'all.
Thank you.
What I wanted to lead off with, and James, I'll start with you, is that it seems like the most talked about race right now is the Dean Heller versus Danny Tarkanian GOP primary for the U.S. Senate. Now, some polling has come out on this, and one poll has Tarkanian leading 39-31, and another poll has Heller with an astronomical lead, 55-33. So, James, what do you think is the best poll here?
Well, I think that the best poll is going to be one that comes out maybe a month before the actual election. It's too early to be doing polling. There's going to be a lot of folks right now that are going to be undecided, and people like me that are waiting to see how Senator Heller comes down on tax reform. I'm thinking tax reform is really the thing that's really going to jumpstart this economy. If Dean Heller works with the Trump administration during the tax reform talks, and we get a good reform package out of it, I think that Dean Heller's star is going to rise again. If we don't, or if he backs away from the Trump administration again, like he did on the repeal of Obamacare, he's going to have trouble. So I think it's going to come down to what Dean Heller does action wise in the United States Senate over the next few months.
Okay, now Connie, you, publisher of Senior Spectrum, where do you think most seniors stand on this race, and why?
Well, it all depends, I think, on what party you're from. But I'll tell you, a lot of seniors up here, I don't think, know Danny Tarkanian. And that's important. He's going to have to make inroads in getting to know people in northern Nevada and probably the rurals as well. I've never met Danny Tarkanian. So, and I know very little about him, but I have met Dean Heller. He does write for me for the paper, his staff does. And so and he's made a lot of inroads and going to a lot of veterans things. So, you know, he's got the name recognition, like it or not, good or bad. There was a lot of commercials that made him familiar, a household name. So,
okay. Now, John Heller has been pummeled in the media and on its, you know, mass media and social media for his what they call wishy-washy stances on health care. Where do you see this race?
Well, Senator Heller has a couple things going for him and going against him. As the incumbent, usually that's a great advantage to have. Your name's out there. As you're saying, you get a lot of attention from the media, attention from your constituents. However, he's going to take some really tough votes here in the near future on tax reform, on health care. And, you know, the the state is somewhat divided upon that, and the Republican Party is somewhat divided upon that. So in a Republican primary, he might have find himself in a position where he's taking a vote that some of his base does not care for, and that could hurt him in the election. But I do think it's also important to note, and this is just color for the election, is Senator Heller hasn't lost a race. I mean, he's a really tough, good candidate. Danny Tarkanian has run a lot of races, and he hasn't won very many of them at all. So that's just kind of to set it up. I mean, there's a lot happening in this race, and it's going to be one of the more interesting races that we see in this primary.
Yeah, but Danny has proven he can win Republican primaries.
And Danny does appeal
to the base of the Republican Party, maybe more so at this point in time than Dean Heller does. And the folks in the base are going to be the ones that show up for a primary. It's not going to necessarily be the whole broad spectrum of Republicans. You're going to get a small turnout for the primary, 20, maybe 25% of the vote, and you're going to get less of that percent of the vote in Clark County. Danny will do what he needs to do to get his name out there in the rural counties. He ran a full state race in 2010 and did well, didn't win, but he did finish a strong third in that race against Sharon Angle and Sue Loudon for Senate. And he's running CD4, which covers about half the rural counties anymore. And but you're right. He does have that stigma of somebody who's lost five or six races at this point in time. And if you look at his Republican primary numbers, I don't think he's ever finished above 35%. He's always taken advantage of splitting the vote among four or five good candidates. And that's how he's won the primaries, when he won the primary 2 years ago, or a year ago in 2016, 2014. He's taken advantage of the fact that there were four or five good candidates in those races, and he's been able to come out on top of those. A one-on-one race with Dean Heller is going to be something that's different for him. He's going to really have to distinguish himself as, and really, I think he's taking the right tack on hitching his star to Donald Trump, like the president or don't like the president. He is still very popular among Republican voters.
And don't get me wrong, in my comments, I wasn't trying to frame that and saying that Danny's just a loser in these. I think my point more was that Dean knows how to campaign and knows how to win those races. And
I agree
there's
with
an
that.
Art, there's an art to it. Whereas I don't know that Danny has the support and the staff and the ground game behind him yet. But to your point, I think Danny has always run in really crowded primaries where it's really hard to distinguish yourself unless you have the capacity to get out to your constituents and really get them to know you. And all those things add to make this an interesting race.
You got the last word, Connie.
I think Dean has the best experience and seniority in Congress, and I think Nevada needs that. Much like we had to deal with Harry Reid, I mean, there's good and bad, but Nevada needs to be in the forefront.
Okay, that's where we got to cut it off. Thank you all, and we'll be back right after these few messages.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Thanks for watching. You know, you can download all of the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast by going to NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thank you.